Part 4, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a short radio interview with Jim Niven, a banking expert, about Macquarie Bank, an Australian bank. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the conversation twice.
This evening I'm talking to Jim Niven about Australia's Macquarie Bank. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Janet.
Now, this week, for the first time in its history, the board of Macquarie Bank met outside Australia, in London.
That's right. Macquarie's been buying up large companies all over the world and owns lots of assets in Britain now. So it seemed like a good idea to have a meeting there. Even though its bid for the London Stock Exchange earlier in the year failed, Macquarie still has a lot of interests there.
Macquarie Bank operates a bit differently from traditional banks, doesn't it?
Yes. Although it offers conventional investment banking, fund management and retail financial advice, Macquarie Bank also enjoys acquiring businesses. For example, in Britain alone, it's bought several in the past 18 months. Including a ferry operator and a gas distributor. To add to the M6 toll road and the two airports it already owned.
Now the bank has grown considerably since it started with two offices in Sydney and Melbourne, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Macquarie now manages a portfolio worth $89 billion Australian and employs 7,000 people in 23 countries. It made a profit last year of $823 million, an increase of 67%. And the value of its portfolio went up by more than 40%. And more importantly, its income outside Australia rose by a massive 83% and now accounts for almost 40% of the total.
Is Macquarie's success due to Alan Moss's role as CEO?
Well, the stock market seems pretty confident that he's doing the right thing. Macquarie's share price keeps rising, and he's been in the driving seat longer than any other chief executive, 12 years in all. Most CEOs only last for about 4 years in the banking industry, although he says he feels as if he's been there much longer than that.
Jim, can you tell me something about the history of the bank?
Well, Alan Moss started the bank with the executive chairman, David Clark, in 1985. Before that, it was part of the Australian branch of a British merchant bank. They decided to name it after a great Australian. Lachlan Macquarie was an early 19th century governor of Sydney who bought Spanish silver dollars, punched out the middles, and created two new coins. Today, the punched out bit and the one with the hole are the bank's symbol.
The bank's success has made a lot of money for its clients and for its CEO. In fact, isn't Alan Moss Australia's highest paid chief executive?
That's true. But the bonuses are mainly from performance-related fees, which are added to his salary. If he doesn't bring in the business, he doesn't get the bonus. Macquarie's success is because it's not limited by traditional views of what investment banks should do.
I understand that the bank's key strategy developed from its involvement with the M2 toll road.
Yes. About 10 years ago, Macquarie won a tender to build the M2 toll road in Sydney. It floated a company that would own the road, and the original investors have made a tenfold return on their investment. It showed the bank that this was the way to go.
Is Macquarie Bank planning to continue this strategy in the future?
For sure. Although it may seem that Macquarie's assets are all very different, they have one common element. They must be in a market where there are few rivals. So it's looking at things like shopping centres, industrial properties, airports, toll roads and broadcast towers. The bank believes that as more people want to use them, their revenues will keep on growing.
This evening I'm talking to Jim Niven about Australia's Macquarie Bank. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Janet.
Now, this week, for the first time in its history, the board of Macquarie Bank met outside Australia, in London.
That's right. Macquarie's been buying up large companies all over the world and owns lots of assets in Britain now. So it seemed like a good idea to have a meeting there. Even though its bid for the London Stock Exchange earlier in the year failed, Macquarie still has a lot of interests there.
Macquarie Bank operates a bit differently from traditional banks, doesn't it?
Yes. Although it offers conventional investment banking, fund management and retail financial advice, Macquarie Bank also enjoys acquiring businesses. For example, in Britain alone, it's bought several in the past 18 months, including a ferry operator and a gas distributor. To add to the M6 toll road, and the two airports it already owned.
Now, the bank has grown considerably since it started with two offices in Sydney and Melbourne, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Macquarie now manages a portfolio worth $89 billion Australian and employs 7,000 people in 23 countries. It made a profit last year of $823 million, an increase of 67%, and the value of its portfolio went up by more than 40%. And more importantly, its income outside Australia rose by a massive 83% and now accounts for almost 40% of the total.
Is Macquarie's success due to Alan Moss's role as CEO?
Well, the stock market seems pretty confident that he's doing the right thing. Macquarie's share price keeps rising, and he's been in the driving seat longer than any other chief executive, 12 years in all. Most CEOs only last for about 4 years in the banking industry, although he says he feels as if he's been there much longer than that.
Jim, can you tell me something about the history of the bank?
Well, Alan Moss started the bank with the executive chairman, David Clark, in 1985. Before that, it was part of the Australian branch of a British merchant bank. They decided to name it after a great Australian. Lachlan Macquarie was an early 19th century governor of Sydney who bought Spanish silver dollars, punched out the middles, and created two new coins. Today, the punched out bit and the one with the hole are the bank's symbol.
The bank's success has made a lot of money for its clients and for its CEO. In fact, isn't Alan Moss Australia's highest paid chief executive?
That's true. But the bonuses are mainly from performance-related fees, which are added to his salary. If he doesn't bring in the business, he doesn't get the bonus. Macquarie's success is because it's not limited by traditional views of what investment banks should do.
I understand that the bank's key strategy developed from its involvement with the M2 toll road.
Yes. About 10 years ago, Macquarie won a tender to build the M2 toll road in Sydney. It floated a company that would own the road, and the original investors have made a tenfold return on their investment. It showed the bank that this was the way to go.
Is Macquarie Bank planning to continue this strategy in the future?
For sure. Although it may seem that Macquarie's assets are all very different, they have one common element. They must be in a market where there are few rivals. So it's looking at things like shopping centres, industrial properties, airports, toll roads, and broadcast towers. The bank believes that as more people want to use them, their revenues will keep on growing.